On Friday's page one, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta declared an end to U.S. military operations in Iraq.
The mission of an Iraq that could finally govern and secure itself has become real.
We'll look at the war's uncertain legacy. Newt Gingrich is now criticizing some of the same healthcare programs he supported when he was a consultant. And the Justice Department says Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio unfairly targeted Latinos. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the U.S. declared an end to operations in Iraq. Iraqis will be left with a country that is not exactly at war, but not exactly at peace. Times reporter Tim Arango says things are better than before the 2007 troop surge, but violence and political dysfunction continue. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta declared an end to the U.S. military mission with a businesslike closing ceremony. It took place behind blast walls in a fortified compound at Baghdad Airport. Times reporter Michael Schmidt was there.
Keeping with the Obama administration's approach to the war, it was a low-key ceremony held just off the tarmac at the airport. Noticeably absent was Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri Kamal al-Maliki and President Jalal Talabani. There are still 4,000 troops who will be leaving the country by the end of the month. After that, the United States Embassy and thousands of contractors will take over the mission of dealing with the Iraqi government. Mr. Panetta acknowledged that there'll be difficult days ahead for Iraq as it continues to grapple with terrorism.
Challenges remain, but the United States will be there to stand by the Iraqi people.
Elsewhere on Friday's page one, Republican candidate Newt Gingrich has been criticizing some of the same health care programs he supported when he was a consultant. Gingrich is trying to appeal to primary voters who are suspicious of big government. But as a consultant during the Bush years, he was a leading advocate for the costly Medicare expansion, which much of the GOP now regrets. Gingrich is also criticizing President Obama's health care overhaul, even though his consulting operation pushed policies that also went into it. Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio says a scathing Justice Department report about his law enforcement tactics marked, quote, a sad day for America as a whole. The Justice Department said Arpaio's Maricopa County Sheriff's Office had blatantly discriminated against Latinos. A 22-page report accused Arpaio of unconstitutional policing by unfairly targeting Latinos for detention and arrest. It said well-publicized raids aimed at illegal immigrants began with complaints that described not criminal activity, but just people who congregated in a particular area speaking Spanish. More than 6,000 nurses are poised to strike at three New York hospitals, mainly over changes to their health benefits. The Nurses Union has not yet given the hospitals a required 10-day strike warning, but Mount Sinai, Montefiore, and St. Luke's Roosevelt are already contracting for strike replacements at more than double the normal pay. Nurses complain that corporate hospital culture demands sacrifices from patients and frontline workers, but pays executives millions. Even if you don't watch football, you're paying for it. The average cable subscriber pays about $100 a year, so distributors have the rights to sports telecasts, no matter how much they watch. A lot of the money goes to the NFL, which struck a $27 billion deal with the major networks this week. Times reporters Brian Stelter and Amy Chozick say that probably means the average cable bill will go up again soon. Inside Friday's Times, congressional leaders agreed on a large-scale spending measure to keep the government running for the next 9 months. They sounded more conciliatory on Capitol Hill as they worked out the 11th-hour deal. But they didn't come to terms on extending a payroll tax holiday that's due to expire at the end of the month. Some Democrats want a possible short-term extension. That would set the stage for another fight with Republicans over how to pay for it. The National Institutes of Health suspended new grants for biomedical and behavioral research on chimpanzees. That came after the prestigious Institute of Medicine said using chimps for invasive medical research can no longer be justified. Animal rights groups cheered the actions. They've been fighting for years for a ban on research on chimps. They say it's cruel to humans' closest relatives. Here in New York, the obesity rate in city schools fell a bit. The decline was 5.5% over 5 years. Mayor Michael Bloomberg said that worked out to roughly 6,500 fewer obese kids. The declines were sharply higher among middle-class kids than among poor children. They were also higher among white and Asian children than among blacks and Hispanics. Coca-Cola and Pepsi are racing to produce plastic soda bottles made entirely from plants. Times reporter William Newman says don't look for lots of the bottles on store shelves anytime soon. They're still working on the technology. Pepsi is planning a test to produce 200,000 bottles next year. Coke is working with three suppliers. One of the three is aiming to have a large-scale bottle factory going by 2015. That's our preview of Friday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.